It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Genesis, the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 18 is where we're studying today. So please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 18, and we'll begin reading with verse 1 here in just a few moments. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Glad that you have taken this time now to join us. Hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the wonderful study today that we're going to have. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. The Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself towards the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts, after that ye have passed on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened unto the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd, and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it, and he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And now Abraham and Sarah was old, and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he says, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence, and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Now we're going to stop there. We may get a little further today, and if so, I will read on. But we're going to end with verse 17 right now, and we'll begin with prayer. Father, I thank you today that we can come together and have this wonderful study. Please that you would guide and lead us through your word, that it may be a blessing to me, Lord, to learn more of you, and also a blessing to all those that have the opportunity to listen today. Please that you open up their hearts, open up their minds to your way and will, Lord. It's a wonderful study we have here in the book of Genesis, and a wonderful opportunity we have to be together. So please that you be honored and glorified as we study your precious word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis the 18th verse, if you've just joined us, and we're studying the beginning with the first verse. We have just finished the 17th chapter concerning the fact of and the act of circumcision that was taking place. And we find from Abram being 99 years old all the way down to the to the youngest child of 8 years old, was circumcised, all that was in the household of Abraham, and that was to carry out a command, a covenant that the Lord had made with Abraham and with his seed. This, the badge, as we're calling it, the badge of the covenant. Please that you understand that this was a command given to the Jews. Today it is very common to circumcise, but for the Jew, for an Israelite, to be circumcised at 8 days old is a picture of the promise that God is giving Abraham here, and it's been carried on now for some 4,000 years, as this has been going on almost 4,000 years. Because we're about 1,800 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus, and now we've been well over 2,000 years past the birth of the Lord Jesus. And so it's just wonderful to look at God's Word and see how that His promises, once He makes them, once a promise is made, if it is, as we talked about, the different covenants, if one is connected with works, those have all failed, because anytime it depends on man, but anytime it is a covenant of grace that God is doing all the work, then it is a surety. It's what's going to take place and happen. Even Ishmael, he too was circumcised. Abraham was again 99 years old. Ishmael was 13 years old at this time. And now we come to a beautiful story here we have in chapter 18, and also a beautiful picture. The Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And so here we have Abram sitting at the tent door, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, there was three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. I want to get a little picture in your mind here of what's taking place. It was in the heat of the day. Abram was sitting at the tent door. I'm sure a nice cool breeze coming across him. And he happens to glance up, and here comes three men walking his direction. And at that time, why, he immediately recognized one of them. And it's a pre-incarnate Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you never thought about him being in places and being seen prior to the birth in Bethlehem. But the Lord Jesus Christ, his ministry and his work did not just start as a baby. His existence didn't begin in Bethlehem some 2,000 years or 1,800 years after this time that we're at here in Genesis, 2,000 years ago today. That wasn't the beginning. As we have studied from the beginning of Genesis, that the Trinity was complete, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it is not, they are three, yet one, three separate persons, yet one. And here we find the Lord coming and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Please come and rest a while." That was the request. That was the call that Abram had given to the Lord. Oh, please. And if you'll notice, it was no question of, who's that coming? Do I recognize those three men? Do I recognize any of those? He recognized one of those men immediately, because, you see, he had met the Lord before. He had met him many times before. Not only had the Lord spoke to him, but also he has presented himself to him. And here we have another case where Abram, again in the cool of the day, sitting in his tent, resting, and he looks up, and here comes these three men, and he recognized who it was immediately. And he jumped up, and he went before them, and he bowed himself down towards the ground, and he says, "Oh, please that you find favor in thy sight. Please that you will stay for a while, stay for a period of time. Will you please do that today?" And they said, "Yes. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant." And they said, "So do, as thou hast said." So the request was asked, that if you will please stay with me just for a while. And the request, the question was answered, "Yes, I will." go do what you want to do. And so he fetched a little water and he washed their feet. And see, look at Abram. Look at him. He is the great father of our faith. And what is he doing? He is washing their feet. You should never leave the place or the position of a servant. No matter what your title might be, you should always hold to your heart the position of servant. Never leave that, ever. I don't care how large a church you pastor. I don't care what the title is before your name or how many degrees that you have. You should always hold tight to your proper place, and that is to be a servant. Abram was at his tent's door. Was others working, or was it in the heat of the day that all were resting for a period? We're not sure. But we know that Abram was, and Abram being the boss, Abram was he was at the top. He had power over all those that he had brought with him, over a mighty herd of cattle and of sheep. And physically, he did not need to do the work, because there were many there to do the physical work. He was the one that was running the operation, so to speak. But I tell you what, when he came to the Lord, he bowed down to the ground quickly, and he said, can I fetch a little water and wash your feet? Rest a little while here. Can you picture this beautiful old tree? They were sitting underneath that tree, and there was Abram. Again, the father of our faith. The father of the nation of Israel. And yet he was bowed down before them, and he washed their feet. And he said, let me fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. Listen to the words of Abram, and we need to learn from that and remember that. We need to stay in such a place ourselves. We should be in a place of as a servant. And Abram here is giving us a beautiful example. I will fetch a morsel of bread, verse 5. Comfort ye your hearts, that ye shall pass on, that after ye shall pass on, if therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened unto the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. Abram ran out into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good. He wanted to pick that calf out himself, and he brought it back. And did he slaughter that calf himself? No, he had a young man do that. And Abram's 99 years old. Sarai here is 89 years old. And we're the same as 100. The scripture's going to say 100 here. And he is the same as 100 years old, and she is 90 years old. And yet he bowed down and he washed their feet. He came before them and brought them water and brought them food. And he hastened into the tent and he told Sarah. He didn't tell his handmaiden. He didn't tell some maid or some helper. He went right to Sarah and says, Sarah, the Lord is here. Please prepare immediately fine cakes and quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes upon the hearth, please. And then he runs out of the tent and he runs down to the herd and he picks this finest calf, a yearling, I'm sure, the finest calf. And brings that calf up and hands it to this young man. He said, here, quickly slaughter and fix this calf for us that we may eat. He wanted the best for the Lord. Abram ran into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto the young man, and he hastened to dress it. Verse 8, he took butter and milk and a calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree as they did eat. Notice this. Notice after going to the work, and notice too, and it's wonderful us to see, because Abram went to Sarah and said, Sarah, please fix this quickly. Now, Abram didn't go right back out and sit down under the tree with the guests while Sarah was working. Abram continued himself to work. But he went right to Sarah. And see the place and the position. See, Abram is the head of his household. Abram is the head of his household. Now, when we get a little further down the line, we're going to run into that man named Lot again, Abram's nephew. And it's not too far away. And we're going to find that when they come to Lot's house, that Lot himself prepares a meal. He doesn't go to his wife and say, "Will you please fix the meal for these men while I help prepare this over here?" Instead of that, Lot did it. You see, Lot was not the head of his household. It is very important, men, that we're to be the spiritual leader of our homes. And we are to meet with the physical needs of our home, but we are to be the leaders of the house. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church. We know the pastor is next, and that pastor must be a man, not a woman, because God has given each their proper place. That does not make the woman any less. No, it doesn't make her less smart. It doesn't make her a second grade individual by any means. But there is a place, a position. Sarah was there. Abram turned to her, poked his nose in the tent, and said, "Sarah, please fix this quickly." And she did it immediately. She didn't say, "Fix it yourself." Now today, our roles have changed so much, and it is not good. Because you say, "Well, that's the custom of the day." No, that's the way God has set it into place. God has put it into place the way it's to be. And we need to understand that. We need to see that. And don't try to change it yourself. If you want God's blessing upon your family, and you're the wife, then you take your proper role and you let your husband lead. He's going to make some mistakes. I make mistakes. But let him lead your family spiritually and literally through this life. Let him be the leader, because he is. You surrender to him. He's going to be responsible. He'll be held responsible for leading you properly. And I hope that he is led by the Holy Spirit as he leads your family. But I ask you that you follow. Now, we've got a serious problem today. And that's the reason that you should never be unequally yoked. Because you see, Abram saved. Sarah is saved. Even today in the supposedly Christian families where the husband and the wife is saved, so often I see the wife totally running and controlling the family. That shouldn't be. But you see, there's a serious problem today when they're unequally yoked. One is saved and the other's lost. So you see, the husband that is not saved, and they're trying to lead the family, they are leading that family totally, completely selfish, in a self-centered way. Because you see, the only God that they really have is their money. And so the only thing they can do is hang on to that money or buy things that make them feel good instead of being a true spiritual leader. Husband, father, you need to be born again. You come by faith to Jesus Christ today so that you can lead your family. Because if you try to lead your family any other way, it's going to be a disaster, and you're going to be held responsible for it. So I'm going to ask you that, husbands, you come by faith to Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, you come by faith and be saved today. You follow after him. Look at this example of Abraham and of Sarah, and look at the wonderful relationship they have. That's what you can have if you're a born-again believer. So husbands, you take your place. You come by faith and then take your place. Wives, if you're lost, you don't know Jesus Christ, and your husband is saved, then you need to come by faith to Jesus Christ, and you need to take your place. Now, it's the only way it works is when you're equally yoked, both born again. I hope today you see that need and you're both saved, because the other way it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. If one of you was saved when you got married and the other wasn't, shame on you. You should never have gotten married. If neither one of you were saved when you got married, I'm thankful that one of you did get saved. But I hope that the other will follow suit and be saved too. Please, that you would have this wonderful picture here. Because otherwise, it just don't work. Look at that. I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye in your hearts after that ye have passed on. And then Abraham hastened into the tent, verse 6, unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal and knead it, and make cakes unto the hearth. And she did. Abram ran into the herd, fetched the tender, a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to eat it. And he took bread to dress it, and he took butter and milk, and a calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they did eat. Look at the reverence that Abraham has for the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the reverence he has for these other two men, which we're going to find soon. They're angels. So we have three people here. One is the pre-incarnate Christ, and the other two are angels. They're eating bread and meat, and enjoying this wonderful meal with Abraham. But look at Abraham. He's not sitting with them, eating with them. He is standing before them as a servant would, just awaiting their call for anything. Now, is that the way you serve the Lord? When you come into the house of God, or there's someone that has need, do you kind of go into the finest place, you go to the head of the table, the head table, and you sit down just as if someone was to wait on you and serve you? Is that the way you go into somebody else's house, even when you enter a believer's home? How do you treat those folks? And if someone enters your home, how do you treat them? Because you see, this should be done to other believers. Look at Abram. He stood there, and he was just awaiting any call that any of the three had for anything that they needed. What do you need? And he would have fetched it immediately. Look at that. First of all, we have him in the second verse. He ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. That's the way he saw them when he met them when they were coming. Next, we find after the meal had been prepared, and after he had given Sarah direction, and she'd followed that direction, because you see, Abraham's a godly man. So for Sarah to follow that was not a problem. If you're not a godly man, you're going to find out that your wife has a problem following you. If you want her to follow you, you follow Jesus. You follow Jesus. You begin there. But you have to know Jesus Christ as your Savior before you can do that. So please come by faith to the Lord Jesus and call on Him today. After He had prepared the meal, after it had been set before them, He stood there under the tree just watching them eat, waiting for any need, anything that they needed. And they said to Him, here's Abraham standing there, and here's the three visitors, and they said unto him, where's Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. She was behind, back in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. She heard the words. And I'm sure it says they said. We're not sure who spoke those words. But those that promise was once again given, and given clearly, I am going to return unto thee according to the time of life. I'm going to back the time clock up. That's what they told Abraham and Sarah heard. I'm going to back the time clock up to a time when she can have children. And so Sarah heard. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of a woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? Abram, you're old. I'm old. how can this be? How can we have children? How can this take place? Remember last time we were together, we read out of the book of Romans, Romans chapter 4, verses 17 through 20, concerning the physical condition and yet the faith that Abram had. Well, Sarah laughed. Would you laugh? We've had a little laughter before, haven't we? Laughed within themselves, the scripture says many times. It's hard for us to understand how such a thing could take place. Well, it was difficult for Abraham and Sarah, even though that promise had been before them and given to them many times. And yet it was still hard for them to believe that it was really going to happen. And he says, "You're old, Abraham. I'm old. How can this be?" And she laughed within herself. And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh?" Look at that. She was inside the tent, and she laughed within herself. But the Lord said, "Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh?" In verse 13, saying, "Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?" He not only heard the laugh, but he heard the words. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Verse 14. Now there's a question for you. Have you wondered? You've lived all these years without Jesus Christ. Have you wondered there's any way that my sins can be forgiven and Jesus Christ could save me? Is there any way that that could really happen? Yes, it can. Because you see, Jesus Christ, He's God. He is all-powerful. And He died on the cross for your sin. So you see, to get your sins taken away from you, that work is already done. Now, for you to have that advantage, for you to be placed towards you, that you get that opportunity to be a child of God, you need to accept the gift that's offered you, the gift of salvation. Will you please come today? And yes, those sins can all be forgiven. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Abraham, you're going to father that child. Sarah, you're going to give birth to that child. And both of you are going to be the age that can do that. I'm going to return that to you. Is anything too hard for me? Think about that, Abraham. Sarah, think about that. Then Sarah denied, saying, "I laughed not, for she was afraid." And he says, "Nay, but thou didst laugh." And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?" And we've gotten to a place where we're going to end today, and we'll begin here next time. We got just as far as we read, didn't we? Look at the wonderful promises we have here in the Word of God. God has promised to Abraham and Sarah time after time after time. And He has given this promise. They have believed it, and yes, at the same time doubted it. But the statements become clearer. And the last time we read in chapter 17, the time was set, because, "But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee, this set time in the next year." The time was set. Now Abraham is fully 100 years old. Sarah is 90 years old. And the Lord says, "I will set before you that you will return to the time of life that can bring forth children. I'm going to restore that youth to you." Isn't it wonderful? And this beautiful picture we have here of God's grace and God's strength to deliver the promise. They have the name Isaac. That son is going to be born. He's going to be born soon. Please, that you enjoy the Word of God. You enjoy the study of the Word of God. Please know Jesus Christ as your Savior today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?